thousands of Thomas Cook holidaymakers were already facing arduous journeys home following the firm's collapse on Monday after last-minute negotiations failed to secure investment. However, many of their tourists in Cuba had trouble even leaving their hotels, with staff demanding that customers pay up for having to stay on in their destination for several days. In some cases, crew described being blocked at the door by security guards. The UK Civil Aviation Authority now says the issues have been resolved after the involvement of the British ambassador to Cuba, with hotels now instructed to allow customers to depart without paying. Reports suggest there was a problem in Cuba over whether the industry insurance fund ATOL was recognised in the country. Normally, ATOL would cover payments in the event of a company ceasing trading. Benji Hire, London.